Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the 7MRC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham, pro athlete and owner of 7MRC Training, the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. So hello, and it's good to be back on the podcast. It's been a few weeks. It's actually been over a month, I believe. Usually I do my little intro at this point, but I thought I'd just leave it raw today and kind of check in with you guys, catch up a little bit, and just kind of get back on this podcast, because it's been a crazy month, not just for me, for the entire world, and probably beyond that for a lot of countries, actually. It's only really starting to hit here in the US and impact people's lives. So I was always aware of what was going on, but I've never experienced it up until now. And it's a very interesting situation, a very strange time of life, isn't it, for us all? And it's impacting us all in different ways. Some of us have been impacted on our health. Some of us are being impacted in our jobs, in our education, maybe. Our schools have closed down, so we're at home. One way or another, most of us have been impacted in some way. Maybe it's as simple as you can't hang out with your friends right now. You can't be in groups. You can't play sports. One way or another, we're all being impacted, and it's a little bit strange. And I really genuinely hope everybody's safe and healthy. I hope your families are all safe and healthy, and I hope you're dealing with these challenges right now, because it is a challenging time, and we kind of need to be there for each other during this period, because it's new to us all. It's scary for all of us. It's kind of all very unknown when this will end, when it will get better. Some countries are getting better, some are improving, some are getting worse. So it's a little bit all over the place, and I think it's the first time, at least in my lifetime, I've ever experienced something that's impacted the entire world at the same time. So this will definitely go down in history once it's all cleared up, and it's going to be interesting to see the impact of this all once it does all go back to normal, because will it actually be normal after? We don't know. But it's not something we need to dwell on. It's just we need to learn how to still thrive during this time. And I saw a really good quote yesterday. It's not waiting for the storm to pass, it's learning how to dance in the rain. And I loved that, because I think a lot of us are waiting for the storm to pass. We're kind of putting our life on hold right now, and we're waiting for all this to be over. We're putting our dreams on hold, our ambitions, our projects. But can we be creative during this time and learn how to dance in the rain? And I think that's my message for you guys today, is can we use this time, instead of looking at it as a time that's taking away opportunity, it's taking away time, look at it as giving us time and opportunity, because we're in a rare situation where a lot of us are being forced to stay at home, and suddenly we have all this free time. We're not sure what to do with ourselves. And instead of looking at it as a time for boredom, waiting for it to pass, can we actually take advantage of this time and grow through it? So maybe there's a book you've been really wanting to read that you've been putting off because you've been too busy. Maybe there's a online course you've been wanting to take. Maybe there's a language you've been wanting to learn. How about we look at this time as an opportunity to have a look at those things that we've been putting off and actually start them and actually grow through this opportunity? Because there will be two types of people. Some people will literally put their life on hold during this time, and it could last months. We really don't know. And there'll be other people who come out of this almost better, almost taking a few steps forward, more prepared and in a better place. So it's all about your perspective. It's all about your attitude towards this situation, because it's very easy to take what is generally a challenging situation and just look at it negatively and kind of feel sorry for yourself. Maybe you've lost your job during this time. Maybe you're not hanging out with the people you usually do. Your daily routines have been disrupted. And it's easy to look like the victim during this time. But I want to encourage you to be an opportunist. And I completely understand a lot of people are struggling. Maybe this is really impacting your family. Maybe it's impacting your finances. Maybe you're not able to work. And it's scary. But try and look at this with a positive mindset as much as you possibly can, because looking at this negatively, it's only going to make the situation worse. It's not going to help you. It's not going to serve you in any way. But if you can find a way to look at the positives, really dig deep, see this as more time for those things that you've been putting off. Maybe you even just need this time for rest. Maybe you work a very strenuous job. and maybe a very mentally challenging job as well. And maybe this time is important for you to rest, to work on your mental and physical health, because rest is important for us as well. Rest helps us become stronger. If we go and work out, if we go and train, we need to rest after in a way to get stronger. And sometimes we need that mentally and physically. So you need to assess your own life and figure out what you need from this time. And you're the best judge of that. But if you're in a situation where you can grow, you can do things that you've not had time to do before, use this time to do that. Be productive with it. It's very easy for us just to spend hours scrolling through our phone, looking at things that aren't important, looking at things that don't serve us. Or we can actually use this time. And that's my main point here, is just be proactive. Dance in the rain. Don't wait for the storm to pass. It is an interesting time for us as footballers as well. I know a lot of athletes are listening, because most of us, our leagues, our competitions have all been put on hold, whether it's the league postponing, maybe cancelling altogether. So my indoor season came to an abrupt ending. We had two more games to play, but it finished early. And then my outdoor season was just announced that it's been cancelled. So it's an interesting position. I've never experienced this before, not knowing the next match I'm going to play, when it's going to be. Is it going to be in a few months? Is it going to be in a year from now? I don't know. And I'm fully aware there are a lot more important things than football, than sports. People's health is so much more important. So I fully respect and applaud all of these leagues for postponing and putting the health of the people first. I would do the exact same thing. But it is interesting, because usually as an athlete, especially for me, who it's been my career for a few years now, usually you're training for a certain competition because you have a match this weekend. Your entire week is kind of scheduled based on your sport. Usually I'm preparing on a Monday for the Saturday game, so I'm training a certain way. Then I adapt my training throughout the week. Or if it's in the off season, I know preseason starting in 3 weeks, in 2 weeks, in 1 week. So I'm training for a certain date. I know my season starts in this date, so I'm training for that. But for the first time ever, I don't have a specific date that I'm training for. So it is weird. It is interesting. I'm still training, but I'm kind of in this like limbo phase where I'm just trying to keep in shape. I don't need to be match fit right now. I don't need to be grinding my body. But I also don't want to take time completely off, because things could change rapidly. We could be back into training within a few weeks. I don't know. It's unlikely, but you really can't predict the future. No one predicted this to happen so quickly. So how can we predict how quickly this will all pass at the same time? So it is an interesting time, and I know a lot of you are in the same boat. And I just want to encourage you, just stay patient. My theory is stay ready so you don't need to get ready. You don't need to be match fit right now, but it doesn't mean you just lounge about all day. You can still do a lot of things to stay healthy. You can do some cardio at home. You can do some touches at home. You can do a lot of ball mastery, get some juggling in. Maybe this is a good time to work on your juggling if that's something you wanted to work on, or your ball mastery, or some match analysis. You can sit down, watch full length matches, get your notebook out and sit there watching the entire game. I think, especially in the modern age, we're so used to watching highlight videos. We have busy schedules. We have so many distractions that we often just want to watch highlight tapes of people's best bits. We want to watch Messi's highlight tapes. But how about we sit and watch Messi's full 90-minute performance with a notebook, assessing what he does, not only on the ball, the exciting stuff, but what does he do off the ball? Is he checking into space to receive the ball? Is he checking into the space to clear space for somebody else? How many times is he checking his shoulder? This is a great opportunity to learn, to study the game, and actually become a more intelligent player, increase your IQ. So there's so many different ways that you can still improve at home right now without having to grind your body. Keep getting those touches in, stay sharp, get some cardio in, work on your core strength, work on your quick feet. There's so many different exercises out there, and I've put a bunch up on my YouTube channel as well if you need some ideas. But my theory is stay ready so you don't need to get ready. It's going to be hard to stay match fit during this time, but you can still stay on top of your fitness and stay in shape. Keep sharp with your touches so that if things change rapidly and you're suddenly back into your training, you're not feeling like you've spent 6 weeks off and you're really rusty and you have to get that touch back. So stay ready so you don't have to get ready. That would be my advice for you guys out there. But yeah, that's going to be it for today's episode. Really just a check-in. Hoping you guys are doing well, giving you a little update, giving you some encouragement during this time. And hopefully I'll be able to upload a lot more podcasts more frequently because I certainly have some time on my hands now. And I want to keep bringing you guys value in any way I can. It's a challenging time, but we really need to stick together. So please be safe out there. Stay compassionate towards others. It's very scary for everyone right now. So make sure we're being good human beings and helping each other out as much as we possibly can. If there's an opportunity for you to help someone else, take that opportunity. It could really be impactful for someone's life right now, and they might need it more than ever. So just do your part as an individual, and hopefully somebody else sees that and it encourages them to do the same, and we can get through this together. But thank you so much for listening. I'll be back very soon with another episode. Stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you guys soon.